Welcome to Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand.
We're trying to figure out how to do this thing. The mom thing, the entrepreneur thing.
All while turning all the lemons into lemonade.
I'm Katie Day, a mom of four.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a mom of two. It's not always easy talking to your doctor about, you know, payroll. But getting a prescription for payroll is easy. If you or your employees aren't getting paid on time, it's time to have your payroll talk. To talk to your doctor about your symptoms. Your doctor can prescribe Gusto if they think it's right for you. And it is. Visit gusto.com/SK for a free 3-month prescription. But remember, Gusto is not right for everyone, except you. It's for sure right for you.
Gusto may cause easy to run payroll, expert HR support, benefits for nearly any budget, automatic filing and paying local and federal payroll taxes, signing, storing, and organizing employee paperwork online, and it is available and used in all 50 states.
That's gusto.com/SK.
Shaylee, before I used FreshBooks Cloud Accounting, you want to know how I would remind someone that they still needed to pay me?
I'm afraid.
Did you say, pay me? Step one, I'd feel really anxious, and I'd have to turn on, like, Eye of the Tiger. Uh-huh. And then I'd write down an email or a text, and I'd be all like, hey, I know you're super busy.
I'm so sorry.
But now I literally just click set up auto reminders, and I don't even know that they're happening.
And the person, like, pays you, right?
Yeah, I have so much more money now.
You're not asking them. FreshBooks is asking them. Guys, FreshBooks helps you avoid having that awkward talk with your client about past due payments. FreshBooks automates the late payment email reminder so you can spend less time chasing down payments and more time working your magic. FreshBooks is offering a 30-day unrestricted free trial to all of our listeners. And to claim it, you just go to freshbooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
FreshBooks. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, pay me. Welcome back to Shaylee and Katie's Lemonade Stand.
Wow.
Tonight we are in Shaylee's second home, her vacation home.
My vacation home.
Otherwise known as
the apartment.
The apartment she stayed in.
I don't have bad feelings in it right now. I'm working it out.
PTSD.
This is where we stayed during the renovation.
And we have Janae Hardy here with us in the flesh, already in the room. Say hi, Janae.
So
hi, guys.
And we have some great content for you. We're going to talk about, instead of FOMO, some JOMO, the joy of missing out. Choose to miss out for the sake of your value. But before we get into that, of course, we have to thank our amazing fake sponsor. Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by
The Mom Cut.
I might have set Janae up for this one.
So
we need some taglines
obligatory taglines.
The Mom Cut.
Do you want to go first or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. The Mom Cut. For when your spirit wants to stay cool, but your hair decided to quit.
The Mom Cut. It's like a minivan for your head.
Mom cut.
And for, let's see, one more. The mom cut. I give up.
Oh, thanks, mom.
Thanks,
cut.
Mom cut. Janae, have you ever gotten a mom cut?
I did. I just.
She's a mom, right?
I had long hair like below my ribs a few years ago, and I chopped it above my shoulders. It's just.
How did it feel?
I felt real depressed.
Yeah.
Just like I gave it to the momness, but you know what? Like, it's so much easier. Yep. I stick on a beanie. That's my thing.
Yep.
My mom cut is a beanie. Yep. Put on the beanie, wash your hair once a week, you're good to go.
Everybody
just got 5 years of their life back. I just quit trying on my hair. I just like wash it and sleep on it wet and then wake up and I'm like, that'll do. I probably should put the beanie on. But I just walk around without fixing it.
Janae and I had a conversation about the mom cut, though, where both of us kind of cut our hair in a similar time. And I think both of us kind of thought, like, well, I'm not getting, like, a mom cut. I'm getting, like, this kind of chic, short.
Bob. It's a long bob.
Yeah. Cut. And then the second it's cut, you're kind of like, oh, it's a mom. Okay. It's a mom cut.
I got a mom cut of sorts. I got 14 inches cut off the second pregnancy, which I was, like, not nailing it with, like, weight. The second pregnancy, I gained more weight than I wanted to, and then it was winter, so I was also pale. And I was like, why didn't I cut all my hair off and give it to Lux Love? And I was like, so I'm bigger than normal, paler than normal, and I just cut my vanity off of my head, which is just a terrible thing. Don't do it in your third trimester pregnancy. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say.
I say don't do anything new while you're pregnant.
Yeah. Don't do anything new.
Yeah.
The only thing I had going for me was, like, hiding behind the long hair, and then I just cut it.
Mine was getting to where I almost could sit on it, though, so it was getting a little dangerous.
You know what I think would cover up this extra pregnancy weight in my chin is removing all the hair around it.
Right.
Okay, thanks, Mom Cut.
Thanks, Mom. Boy, we gave them a lot more than they paid for.
Okay, so Janae's here, and since we're all in the room, this is less of a strict interview and more of a friendship circle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do we need to talk about how we know Janae?
Yeah, we do.
We'll do it real quick. Janae shot me wedding photos.
Oh,
11 years ago when she was pregnant with her first child, Hazel, and she was still in college, so she charged me pennies for it.
Oh.
Even though she's worth way more than that. And then she's also taken just tons of our family photos over the years. And she's a really good friend outside of that.
I remember.
Precious, precious friend.
I remember, like, you posting your engagement photos before you and I were friends.
Back when Katie knew me, I didn't know Katie. Before I was friends with Janae,
I saw these beautiful photos and was like, who are these cool people? And, like, they were holding, like, Starbucks or something in a couple of them. And I was like,
I had my head on his shoulder.
I'm like, they've got cups, like, in the photo? Like, they didn't, like, go put them down. It's almost like they're just like, oh, we're just out for coffee.
We're just
and, like,
we're in this great light. So cool.
Those photos are so cool. And then I thought, cool person in them. I have, like, a 15-year plan to court her into my friendship.
Right.
And then cool photographer, I'm going to Google her and then just,
she,
like,
can be a guest on the podcast.
Slowly court her into my friendship, too. And look, here you guys are. Here we are.
Trifecta.
We did it.
Yeah, you were good.
I nailed it. Okay, so tell everyone your background a little bit.
Ooh, background.
So we need to hear, like, your kids, how long you've been married, job.
Okay, so I have been married 12 years. We have three kids. Mm-hmm. We had three kids in 3 years.
Whoop.
So it was a lot. All the kids were surprises. I graduated from college, and we got pregnant my senior year.
Mm-hmm. When did you get married?
2007.
Okay, you were in college?
I was in college. Well, I actually got pregnant, and then I graduated a month later. So, like, I didn't have to deal with a ton of, like, morning sickness in class.
Nice.
I'm thankful for that, because I just want to be put in a coma for, like, 5 months when I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then we have a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 7-year-old.
Hit us with their names.
Hazel is 10.
For the record, I'm interjecting because you named your daughter Hazel before the old lady names were cool. You, in a way, brought them back. So. Yeah. Okay, proceed.
It was Janae that did it.
Wait till you hear the other two. Okay,
I love the color Hazel. So Hazel is 10, Ezra is 8, and Jed, good old Jed, he's 7. Jed hates his name. He asked me the other day, he goes, Mom, can I go to the courthouse and change my name?
What does he want to change it to?
Ed. He said, take off the J and make it Ed. I didn't even know he knew to go to the courthouse, but he does not like his name. So if anyone on this podcast hears or sees Jed, tell him his name is cool.
His name is cool. But like Ed, it's like cool that you can maybe remove a letter and it stays the same. But like, it's on the equal level, I feel like.
But
Jed,
I love, we wanted a simple country name.
I like
and
it.
And Jed nailed just it. Fit.
And for the record, Janae named her child Jed before Jed was a contestant on The Bachelorette.
Who
never really won, but then broke Hannah's heart. So
You don't wish the same thing for your
sweet chin. Was it Jedediah or Jed?
He just went by Jed. He was a country music star. He won.
He did?
Maybe you should let your Jed watch the whole season.
No.
And then see what he thinks about the
name. By one, we mean he might possibly be a garbage person.
It's not Jedediah. It's just Jed. So I kind of regret not doing Jedediah.
Oh, really? You wish you would have gone for it?
Well, maybe he would have liked it more and not wanted Ed. So
maybe he would have wanted Edidiah.
Edidiah.
Let him change his name, Janae, to Edidiah.
Cool. That's next child.
Okay, cool.
Edidiah.
That's a perfect Edidiah. Okay, so your youngest is, what was that?
7.
7.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, so you got, like, grown kids.
It's amazing.
You got, like, kids
amazing.
In school.
It's so
Janae
weird.
Looks like she could be in high school and she's a 10-year-old.
Stop it. No, I don't.
She does. She's a baby. Okay, and then your degree was in photography.
Yes. Fine art in photography. Yep. And it was
And you're
more,
doing it.
Well, it was more gallery.
Unicorn.
It was more gallery. Like, if you did photography for people, like, you were, it was
a
very light.
Like,
oh, you were a sellout.
Years?
It was gallery. If you did anything else but gallery, you were a sellout. And they let you know.
Really?
Hey, hit me with your, like, senior project. What'd you do for your gallery?
Okay, so I did collages. I made collages with paper, and then I photographed the collages.
Ooh.
And we didn't have film. Like, I had one digital class in college.
That's
4
cool.
years was, it was film. And then my first, like, for years I shot in film. So anyways, I still have them.
Oh, man, I want to see
them. They're just collages that I photographed. And I'd kind of, like, do cool angles. I'd, like, lay on the ground. And I thought they were really cool. And I look back and I'm like, oh, man.
And you're like, why didn't I get thousands of dollars for these?
I know, right?
I have a degree.
Can I say, everyone who's doing, like, the studio art or whatever it's called, whatever the term is. Yeah. Like, the fine... It's
fine,
like,
art.
Like, maybe one of them is in New York killing it. The rest of them are working at coffee shops if they're still doing photography.
It's so true.
And then you're like, sorry, I'm going to go make money so I can actually do photography for a living. So go ahead and shame me about... Go ahead and shame me about short shooting
portraits. I kind of want to go back and get my master's and...
Tea.
Be an art curator, or I wanted to do like art history, like I did master's. Art history. You did?
Yeah, it was my minor.
It was your That was my minor too. Air high five.
I'm gonna just high five myself over here.
But then I got pregnant, and I got pregnant again, and got pregnant again.
So right, you continue to make art.
But you know what? Right. I would choose children over job any day.
Well, that segues us into our topic really nicely.
Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, theory.
That was great. It's like you knew what we were going to talk to you about tonight.
Okay, so
a vague text message.
Janae is like the most humble person ever. So she's like, what would I even
I'm
say?
I'm sorry, I'm here.
I don't know. But she's so outrageously talented, not only in photography, but in interior design. She has worked, she's been a contributor and collaborator with the Beautiful Mess blog. She does interior photography. That is, if you've ever shot interiors, it's very tricky. To get the light that she gets.
It's a skill.
And the crispness. It's all amazing. She is insanely talented.
She styles really well.
Fun to work with. Fashion, interior. She's extremely talented. This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Sweet.
However, you might find it hard to Google her.
Right. You say, where could I see some of her work, you might say.
Because sometimes Janae just disappears.
In this day and age, it's like someone might... call into the police and be like, I haven't seen from her, like, seen anything from her in months. I'm worried.
So I'm intrigued, and this is part of why you're here, because we're going to pick your brain about why you do that.
Why you do that.
But also, it's not even just professionally. Sometimes you maybe disappear professionally, but sometimes you might even just decide, like,
not to
appear. Was invited to this very cool hip thing. There's only 10 invitations, and I got one of them. But you know what?
Yeah.
My kid has a musical.
Had a busy week.
Right.
And I'm just going to stay home.
This is my perception of you, and I am so the opposite, where I'm like, I'll be there. Please love me.
And if I'm not going to be there, I'm going to be on social media letting you know that I was invited, and next time I'll be there, and I'm so sad I couldn't be there because you invited me. Here's a screenshot of the text.
But anyway, so I call what you do is JOMO. You have the joy of missing out. So can you please just give me just a light overview?
It's funny, like JOMO.
Yeah.
I love that term. Mm-hmm. But I never, like, consciously made an effort to not show up anywhere. Like, I never thought, like, oh, I'm not going to show up. I feel like in the beginning, like, I had, like... babies who need to be fed and you're like on a 3-hour schedule, or I have to help put them to bed, or like it wasn't like a conscious like I'm not gonna go here. Mm-hmm. It was like legit, like I don't know, I feel like we were just in the beginning of our marriage, it was really hard. My husband joked that we ran a geriatric unit like because like we're always like wiping butts, feeding people. Yeah. Like, it was just hard. And I'm sure you know, Katie, and well, you too, like, as a mom, like, you're just busy. And so I feel like I had kids really young, and a lot of people didn't. And so if I couldn't go somewhere, it was because I had to literally, like, nurse my baby. Mm-hmm. Or I was pregnant and I was sick and I wanted to die. Like, I couldn't go places. And now it is, like, with all my kids in school and they're older, like, they always have a school function or there's homework. Oh, my goodness, homework. That takes up, like, our life now. Intense homework all the time. So I feel like it wasn't, like, on purpose. It was just, like,
but you seemed, kids. Like, kind of, you seemed, like, okay with it, too. Like, you seemed like you kind of surrendered to the season.
Yeah.
And you never seemed like you were, like, ugh. I'm bitter that I have to stay home or whatever. Because what we hear a lot of the time is just kind of like, these darn kids. No. I'd be there if I could. But I feel like you really value the time with your kids.
I do. Yeah. I feel like it is the greatest job in the world. Aww. And I was one time in line at Target. And I had, I think I had like a 3-year-old and a how old are my kids? It was three and under, three and under. And I had them all at Target. And this lady, she had to have been in her 90s and she was behind me. And I was just like, you know, when you're like sweating. At Target, you're sweating. Like you're just, you're so, everything's going wrong. And she just, in her sweet voice, she goes, I had three kids. And she told me their names in the years she had them. Aww. And it was like in the 50s. And she goes, these are the best times. She goes, they were your age, your kids' age. And it like was like at that moment, like to hear her like speak into my life mm-hmm. was so special. And I was like, you're right. Like this is all that matters right now. And I feel like that's my approach. Like these children, this is all that matters. Mm. Obviously, like my husband, I love Jesus, right, but my right. kids too. Like that's all that matters. And once I feel like you accept that, then everything else is kind of secondary.
Yeah. It just like puts it all into place.
Oh yeah.
First of all, I have goosebumps and I'm getting teary eyed.
I know. Me too. I was like, she's going to cry and I'm going to cry. And we're all crying.
But I also feel like you have like this spirit to be able to accept that being spoken into your life too, because yeah. I don't feel like everyone in your shoes. I mean, I've heard like the, oh, really? Really?
Yeah, this, I don't want to hear that right now, old lady, because yeah. you didn't feel like that when I was, yeah.
So I
yeah.
feel like you do yeah. have, like, you've positioned yourself to be kind of receptive to those reminders, too. So, I mean, I'm just giving you credit there. I feel like you're like, this woman's going to give me wisdom. Please, yes, give me your wisdom. And some people are
like, I love old people.
Oh, I know, right? What a resource.
Come on.
Yeah. So that's beautiful, yes.
You're going to be the old lady at Target that's like, when I was your age, someone stopped me at Target.
Oh, no, I'm going to be shopping online. Am I kidding?
Yeah. But I think you were one of my first friends, too, when you had younger kids. That you were, I think you were shooting for A Beautiful Mess at the time or something. There was something you were doing in your career and weddings and everything. And it was at the point where, like, all these awesome opportunities and writing e-courses and, like, more mm-hmm. work was available. Yeah. It would be, like, really cool work to do.
Yeah.
And you were one of the first ones that were like, you know what, I think I'm just gonna, like, not do it
yeah.
anymore. Well, and that was, my brain was like, what? Like, that's not, why? That's an option? And then you kind of shared with me that same thing back when I used to hang out with you before I had kids.
Yeah.
And it was the kind of the thing like, oh, that's an option. And it's valid.
Yeah.
And you can make it work. Like, you don't have to take work just because yeah. it's there and it's cool work and it's good work and it's what you want to be yeah. doing. Doesn't mean you have to do it right now
mm-hmm.
or every time.
And it's such a short time. Like, from when my kids were born until they went to kindergarten, no one tells you. I mean, I used to get so annoyed at moms who would be like, it goes by so fast. Enjoy it now. And I'd be like, I'm drowning. My days yeah, feel like yeah. 100 hours. Like, what yeah. are you talking about? Mm. But they're right. Like, I looked at pictures of my kids today, and it was like, what in the world? Like, Hazel's going to be 13 in 3 years. Well, actually 2 years. She's almost 11. And it's just like, you were two, literally.
Yeah.
A blink of an eye ago. Like, it's crazy. So I feel like I wanted to make an effort, like, those first 5 years of each of their lives. And my husband, too. Like, it was a huge sacrifice, like, to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did do work, but to stay home and be there, be present with them, I'm so glad I did it. And now they're all in school.
Yeah, I'm like, what now?
Life is, oh, my goodness, you guys. I feel like I'm 16 again. Like, what do I do with my life?
You do whatever you want.
We got a puppy.
Oh,
my husband
goodness.
Let me get a puppy because I was home. You know, I'd edit and stuff. Right. But I'm so like, I need somebody. Because for 10 years or whatever, 9 years, you're home all the time with kids. So it's very like weird.
Like, can I like clean up poop for something? Can you find something to like urinate yeah. that I can? It just makes me
now
feel
I just
warm
need something
and fuzzy.
To, like, love. I need
no.
something to love on.
That's so cute.
So
mm-hmm. did you dive right back into some type of professional dream, or do you still feel like you need like that margin to run a household? Because I feel like that whole like margin to run a household is
huge.
A real thing.
It is.
Yes.
It's. I think it's good now because like I can edit for a good part of the day, but I can go switch over a load of laundry. I can mm-hmm. go to Target and grab whatever I need. I can get dinner prepped. Like it's actually like a beautifully quiet time right now mm-hmm. to where I'm rested and everything's done. Like, my house is clean all the time.
Oh, my God.
And it's just, like, wonderful. And then, like, when school pickup comes, then, you know, the chaos happens.
But... And someone's like, do you want to be on the podcast? You're like, sure, what time? That day works.
I'm totally free.
I'm available.
Yeah. Ugh. So it's pretty great right now.
I'm just, like, and trying to be like, enjoy there too. This goes by so fast. I'm like, what? No, describe what you're doing right now again. Slowly. Slowly this time.
No, it's very strange. I have a neighbor. She had a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and twins. So four kids, 2 and under. She's like, Janae, I was just looking over and, like, all your kids got in the car and buckled themselves in. And I was like, I know.
Then you drove away and they didn't come back for 6 hours.
There's no more 5-point safety car seats. I mean, because, you know, putting every kid in, it's hard. And so to have your kids, like, brush their teeth, and it is such a fulfilling feeling now that they're all grown. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. But it was really hard.
Grown.
In the beginning. Grown as in, like,
mom.
They can brush their teeth.
And going to the courthouse. I don't need you anymore.
I know. Besides,
like, I'm at the courthouse. It's done. Sorry, Mom.
If I'm grown, apparently.
He's a wild card child.
Your children are beautiful.
He's a funny kid. So.
Okay, so that is, like, the most gorgeous summary to, like, lay the scene here. Mm-hmm. So let's get specific.
Okay.
Okay.
Social media.
Yeah.
I just tried to comment to you.
She's gone.
On Instagram.
And I was gone.
Like, looking forward to seeing you tonight, Janae. Oh, she's gone again.
This has been a process.
It's been
off and on. Where you kind of disappear and then you're back.
I saw you guys at, was it Marigold's baby shower?
Yes.
That we went to. And I saw, a friend there, and I was like, guys, like, I just wanted to preface, like, I deleted Instagram, so just so you know, I'm not on there. Uh-huh. And one girl was like, Janae, this is, like, your 5th time. And I was like, you're right. Like, I think I've done it, like,
wrong.
5 times. There's, like, a love-hate relationship. And then you went
private, and you only allowed yourself, like, 300 followers if they requested you and you, like, accepted them in.
I think it was just, like, young kids. I was really aware of, like, having little kids and what the public can see, like, with my kids. So I was kind of private about that.
Me too.
I'm like an over... No, preface. I am an overthinker. I overanalyze a lot of things.
You're and a so, good mother, Janae.
Well, no, I probably think too much about it. But I feel like with the Instagram thing, I don't know. I feel like we're really in, like, my whole, like, I don't know. Like, my process thinking through it is, like, we're really into, like, working out, detox diets, capsule wardrobe, KonMari.
Mm-hmm. Did you just get on our website and, like, all of our titles of our
episodes? We're really into that. And I was really convicted. I'm like, what about our brains?
Yeah.
Like, what am I letting into my brain? So I just feel like with social media, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like brain health is really overlooked. And there are studies that your brain activity goes down after you scroll.
I believe it.
And, you know, with KonMari, does scrolling spark joy? I mean, really, when you're done scrolling, are you joyful? Mm-hmm. With me, honestly, like, no. And I'd be on a rabbit trail. Like, I'd be, like, pushing, oh, well, look at this person. They tagged this cool couch. Well, let me look at that couch.
I need that couch.
Who's that cute girl that posted a picture about that couch? Like, it just was, and went on and on and on. And it was, like, this hole, this, like, abyss that I was, like, into. And then when I was done, it was 30 minutes later, my kids are fighting, and I'm like, what the heck am I doing? So I feel like I really needed to make a decision on what I was doing. And I feel like with mom life right now, my kids are very, it's conversation. Like, that is our life right now, is conversation. We talk all the time. They play by themselves, but I felt like for this point in my life, it was really important for me to not have that pull of wanting to go to my phone and wanting to scroll. I love images. I love photography. So it's like a drug to me. I really enjoyed it. So I felt like I couldn't deactivate. I actually had to delete it. Mm. So that's where my...
Wait, you deleted?
I deleted.
You now, didn't you deleted the app or you deleted
no,
your
I deleted
account?
My whole account.
How do you even do that? You they make it
to,
real hard.
You go to the website and you, like, say delete my account. I know.
Are you sure 12 times?
I've done it 5 times. So I think. But I had gone, like, I think 3 years without deleting it. So that was
really... She'd really curated an award-winning feed. A lot of people would have bought that feed from you.
You could have just texted me. I just would have, like, screenshot a little bit before.
That's funny.
You.
That's this funny. This is my house and kids. My name is Shaylee.
This is my house and kids. She can't catch me because she's not on here.
Okay, and then how did you feel after you deleted it?
It was like going through detox.
Yeah.
I mean, I really, like, I pick up my phone. Mm-hmm. What's the drug?
Nothing for me here.
Dopamine? What's the drug when you...
Yeah. Dopamine.
It's dopamine. Like, it was crazy. Like, for 3 days, I would pick up my phone and I'd be like, oh, it's not on there. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's deleted. Because typically, like, if you just delete it off your phone... You're like,
I'll just Safari app.
It'll take 30 seconds to download it and I'll get it right back. But it's deleted. Like, it's deleted. So
what am I going to start over and read? I can't start with like 9 pictures because otherwise I don't even have a grid.
I know. Like, I'm not even going to do that. Right. Like, it's, so it was really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think like the FOMO was real too because I'm like, what's everyone doing? There's a gender reveal for this friend next week and I'm going to miss it. And this person went on this vacation and I...
No one tells anyone anything anymore.
The anxiety.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's been really wonderful because if I want to find something out, I text that person or I see them.
Right.
And people ask about you. Like, because there's something really wonderful about like the human aspect of it that... with Instagram now, it's kind of nice to just ask people how they're doing, or I didn't know you went on this vacation.
I didn't and know what happened. Like,
how did you not know? I posted
it. Right.
I posted it.
I know
on
there
Facebook.
Is some of that too. Like, you didn't
find me on Facebook?
You didn't even ask me about the car wreck I got into. It's like, well, I didn't know you got
why
one.
Did you ask about the car wreck? I'm sorry. You were doing a live video chat when you had the car wreck.
That's probably why you got in the car wreck.
You were driving. Everyone could clearly see you were driving.
So I love that you mentioned going down the rabbit hole, and I think all of us can relate to that. But like, you had the most curated, gorgeous feed as like someone who is like trained in social media for brands. You nailed it. Like, you did it. Mm-hmm. Like, good job. For free. You did it by yourself. So was there a part of posting anxiety, too, where you're kind of like, what comes next? Do I have new content? Was any of that kind of wearing on your prefrontal cortex?
I think it was, like, the hustle. Mm. You know that term? And I'm kind of against the hustle. Like, I'm more... the older I get, the more I realize I don't know. And it's kind of sobering the older I get. My husband, he's a little bit older than me, and he's really... We talk about this a lot, like, man, we don't know anything. Mm. We're just so dumb. We just want to learn as much as we can right now. It's a weird time in life to where we just want to learn as much as we can and be open and be soft to, like, changes and to learning. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with Instagram, almost like we went on a family hike the other day and we drove to this beautiful place and I was thinking, like, if I had an Instagram, I would be like framing, like, okay, what's the best shot? Like, but I don't even think of that now.
Kids, stand over here. Kick
exactly.
This way. No, stand.
So
no.
Again. I feel like it's like a
down
free,
the cliff.
It's not necessarily having content to post. Like, I have content to post. It's more of like the pre, like, I don't worry about taking those photos. I don't worry about like thinking about it.
Right. Or thinking, oh, I didn't take a photo at that thing. I would have posted it. I didn't take a photo. I didn't take a good enough photo.
Yeah.
And it's like, that wasn't what
I have a follow-up question to that, though, because I've been, like, really in my head about this, too, because, okay.
Katie's also been a serial deleter of the app.
I've never deleted.
Never full deleted.
Not a monster.
Okay. Or a full stop.
Hey. It's true.
It's true. I am, like, totally interested in the whole I'd be framing this thing. Because as a photographer, even when I'm logged off of Instagram, I still very much enjoy photography. And so I think before Instagram, there was even still a moment of like, am I being present if there's a camera in my hand?
Yeah.
And my one argument would be every now and then, if I just decide today's the day I'm bringing my camera along and I'm going to go do the most mundane, boring, uninteresting stuff with my kids, somehow like I almost feel like the camera, the DSLR that I know I can get a blurry background with cool low light, it almost unlocks a presence that I don't always have when I don't have my camera with me. So like, oh my goodness, look at her eyelashes. Like, now that I'm focusing on them, and maybe it's because I'm not interrupting them. Maybe it's because I'm just purely observing. You know, wow, I didn't even like realize they'd gotten that long, but now I'm like zooming, literally zooming, and almost like the background's becoming blurry and my attention's become like I'm focused. It's like a symbol of being present to me.
When people say focusing in.
Right. Exactly. Because the lens does kind of, you can kind of mimic it, you know, with your vision, which is presence, which is, you know, all those things. So I don't necessarily think photography and being present are, you know, mutually exclusive. I think you can be totally present with a camera in your hand, but it is very interesting when I take those photos knowing I could post it later versus taking those photos thinking, I can't wait to show her when she's 18 how gorgeous her eyelashes were. You know, like that long gratification, like no instant gratification, just saying, I want to take this because I care and I want to remember this versus I want to take this and post it as soon as possible and get that dopamine hit.
Yeah. I want people to see what great breakfast I had on the front porch so with my family. Yeah.
It's so different. Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you. You are creating a time capsule that's exclusive to your children. It's precious. Like every image, even for people like that you take, like it's precious. Like you're letting me into your life. You're letting me photograph you. Like that's sacred. And when I photograph my children, like, that's sacred. I really, really believe, like, being photographed is really sacred. As funny as that sounds.
No, I think it's
And so beautiful. I think what you're so right, like, with your camera. And only you as a mom can see those sweet little things, like the long eyelashes or the way they smile or the way their hair fuzzes in the back with the light. Like, only you as a mom. And do you want? And I think, too, like, I was like, well, do I want people to see that? Like, they don't deserve to see that. Like, that's my baby. That's not the world's baby to see. Like, that, for me, is like, that's going to go on my hard drive. I'm going to print that for them. But
I'm totally getting to it.
But I agree, like, that when you have your DSLR, it's like magic. And there's something weird about Instagram. Like, I almost wish we could have, like, our phones without cameras. And I know, like...
Flip phone.
Yeah. Do you remember the original Nokia?
Yes.
I bet a lot of your listeners don't even. Like, when cell phones first came out, you had that Nokia. Listen, this was in 2002.
Before iPhones.
When I was in high school.
I was in high school, too.
Like.
The snake game?
You had snake game.
Three rings.
Then the Razor came out. Oh. But, like, I would love it.
I wish I had a Razor still.
Yes. Like, a phone.
Yeah.
Without a camera. I know that sounds funny, but, like.
You can deactivate it in your settings.
You can?
And you just have to have somebody else, like, make up a passcode because otherwise you'll just redact it.
I read a tech report.
Oh,
I
yes.
love reading, like, tech reports.
I just can't get enough of and you.
It said that the UK came out with that Nokia, the original one. But it had, like, modern things on it that you needed, but it was like a dumb phone. Do you guys know the jitterbug? Like, the old people phone?
Yeah, jitterbug.
I want a jitterbug.
You can get one.
But it needs to have maps. Like, if someone could invent a phone with maps.
We want, like, none of the technology.
I don't want
just
any
some of
technology. No technology.
Except for some of the technology.
I'm just done maps. With it, you guys.
No, that's good.
Anyway.
But I have to be a devil's advocate just for fun. Because what I've noticed about me when I delete, and not deactivate, but delete, I will be like, okay, well, there's nothing stopping me between me and, you know, having those great conversations with my kids and being super present. Yeah. Except for that, I will find so many other dumb things to do. And so I'm like,
mommy's crocheting. She's learning how to crochet,
kids. Or even just like frantically texting
me,
Shaylee, or a thread of people, because it's almost like commenting on Instagram. So I'll find other dopamine hits, or
you just
I'll
need
find
the haha on the text.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or I'm like, I still took this picture and I'm still texting it to a group of 16.
Yeah.
So it's like slightly more private, but just as time consuming and still more interesting than a conversation with my 5-year-old, sadly. So that's where I go back and forth between, you know, Instagram isn't evil inherently. It's how you use it. And so then I think, well, that's probably true for me, is because I'm like, oh, I can find all different kinds of Instagrams. But
I think, though, what else is different in Janae's situation is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you've specifically decided this season in your life.
Yes.
You want to be fully available for your children.
Yeah.
And then you have the margin time to make you, like, a delightful person to be around.
Yeah.
Outside of that, because you have the time when they're at school in order to, like, keep your head above water.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were like, my kids are in school. I'm really revving up the business. We need the extra income. So I'm really going to, I'm trying to like double the shoots I do in a year. I'm really trying to rev up business. But then you're like, but I deleted all of my social media presence. I don't want anyone tagging me in anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to any sort of events because I'm, you know, which Janae goes to events. It's not like she stays home all the time. But I think that would be, do you do a photography Instagram that's not personal stuff? It's just to show your work so that people can see, oh, this is the work she's done when they want to hire you instead of like a website or whatever. I think that's where you're using social media to serve you in the like place that you're in your life.
Yeah.
And at the place you're in your life, it's not serving you.
Exactly. And so you Instagram is completely amazing. I mean, you think about it, like the networking, it's truly amazing. Like it's such a critical asset to businesses. For my business, I've been doing this. I'm older. So I've been doing photography for like 15 years now.
Yeah.
As my job. So like word of mouth is my thing. Mm-hmm.
And you're at the point where like your good clients that you've stuck with for these years that you love refer other good clients.
Yeah.
That are and like clients that you're wanting to get. You've like honed down the target market of your.
Yeah. And if someone likes when I take their pictures, they'll hire me again. If they don't, then that's fine.
That's true. It's repeat business.
Yeah. But Instagram, I think it's amazing. And I think if you do the hustle, like I've seen a lot of photographers in town, like they're all about like the hashtags and they post all their sessions and they get a ton of business.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome, but I can't have a ton of business. Like I can't. Like I don't have time.
You
like,
have enough.
I have enough. Like I have enough business now to where it's great. Mm-hmm. And there's like a happy balance between mom life and working. And that is why I felt like I could delete Instagram. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I wasn't getting business like, hey, I saw your Instagram. It was like someone told me about you. So I felt like for me personally, it was okay to delete it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for other people, I know that Instagram is so vital and it generates a ton of business, so I don't want me saying that I don't need it, that that's exclusive for everyone, but for me it was okay at this
point in my life. And that's like a very specific like working for yourself creative business aspect on it, because then there's just people just using it for there's like my mom's they just use it to put out unsafe pictures of my grandchildren. No, I'm just kidding.
Your mom?
I post more.
Your mom?
My mom and mother-in-law. Yeah. Oh, there it is. I post 12 times more. 12 times more photos of my children than my mother-in-law and my mother. So if you're really listening, moms.
It's really helped grow your business.
No. Just having kids.
No. Just kidding. Well, okay. So your anti-hustle, can we double-click on that term for a second?
She prefers you not to use social media terms in her presence.
But I feel like that's like, it's almost like glorified.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been listening to a podcast. It's on like, it's a series.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it.
On the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it's just been really convicting.
Will you send me it?
I will.
What's it called? We'll put it in links.
It's Bridgetown Church. It's in Portland. Oh. And his name's John Mark Comer, and he had a couple of podcasts. It's like a six or seven part series, but the first two he did were my favorite. Mm-hmm. But it's just about resting and being okay with it. And I feel like too, like not finding my identity in the hustle and being okay with being bored, being okay with reading, being okay with just sitting and listening to nothing, turning on classical music in my house and just sitting and looking out the window or folding laundry. Like, it's been so wonderful. And I know, I feel like Instagram was like the first intentional, like, again, like I said, like KonMari in the beginning, like, what can I do for my brain health to create more space, even though our brains are so amazing. There's another book that I've been reading on your brain.
Because she has all this time, because she has Instagram.
I know. And so it's on, she studies the brain. She's from South Africa. Her name's Caroline Leaf. If you've never looked into her, she's really cool.
I have not.
But she talks about how just our brains are always, just how your thoughts turn into matter. And how if you think a negative thought, it actually affects your brain matter. And it's been so convicting. At my kids' school, there's a group of moms who do a book study. And so I'm doing this book study with them. And It talks about like quantum physics with the brain, and just it's blowing my mind seeing like how vital our brain health is. And when we think, when we input a thought, what it outputs, like it's fascinating. So I feel like it's just opened a whole new world of me being super intentional about being quiet, not having a TV. Like, we don't have a TV.
What?
Well, let me rephrase this. We have a little sunroom, and we have like a monitor TV, but it doesn't have cable. It doesn't have anything. So like, my kids can't watch TV, and I go to like my parents' house and watch TV, and it's on, like they're watching the news or something, and I literally feel my brain cells like dying. Like, it's crazy how fast-paced it is. And anyway, so
everyone's yelling at each other, and you're exactly. like, I just feel like I don't want to look at that anymore. Yeah,
it's so true. So I feel like it's more just I'm trying to be more conscious about like what I put in my brain. Mm-hmm. And like, again, like that KonMari method, like I want to put in good things. Mm-hmm. And be intentional. I choose what I see, not like some TV and then all these commercials come on. I want to choose what I see.
Oh.
And even with Instagram, like when I had it, I was like showing the kids one of my favorite accounts. It was this beautiful, like this couple was taking a picture in Africa, and like this naked woman popped up completely naked.
It was like a beautiful photo.
Right, and I just thought, I did not choose this, but being on Instagram, I'm opening up this world.
Yeah.
And I never thought, like, so I'm just trying to be more intentional of, like, bless my kid's heart. I had to talk to them.
I was going to say, well, guess we're having the talk.
Guess we've had, that's a whole other thing.
So that'll be the next time you're on the podcast. Yeah. Like, how do you have the talk with your boys? Once. This will tease the... Oh, no. I have a son now. I can't even joke about it because I'm going to have to be there one day. Anyway, to be continued. I won't even go into it.
That's part two of this. It's going to take a weird turn here in a second. They used to watch TV?
Okay, so when we first got married.
Like, you've always been like, you just unlocked 10 more follow-up questions.
There was a couple. I just really respected them. I loved them. They moved to Hawaii. They wanted to be super intentional, so they moved to Hawaii right on the beach just to live there.
I know who she's
there.
Talking about. I feel really
Do
special.
Do you really? That's so cool if you know.
I don't know.
You probably do. And I said to her, it was 2 weeks before I got married. My parents took me to Hawaii. And I said to her, what is your advice? Like, just give me whatever. What do you think? And she goes, don't have a TV the first year of marriage. And I was like, okay, done. So we didn't have a TV the first year
Mickey's
of marriage.
Mickey's like, whoa.
No, he is like, you think I'm anti-social media? He is like anti. He's pretty great. Like, he's really intentional. Like, I feel like I learned from him a lot. Just, he's a little older than me, so.
How much older?
I know you mentioned that.
He's not 65.
He's 7 years older than me. But too, like, we were, that's a lifetime. Like, that's a generation. Like, we don't know any of the same TV shows. We don't know any of the same music. Right, so, like, always laugh at him. Like, you're such an old man.
Her husband was in a band I used to go see when I was when I was in eighth grade, by the way.
He's a cool dude. He's cool for his age.
Yeah. I suppose if you got married, though, when you were, what, 21? That probably
22.
Felt scandalous at the moment.
Totally. Right, I can't believe my parents let me date him.
He was tall. He was almost 30. You were like in college.
He was 29.
Cradle. meaning, if you go, I have this like half of an idea about possibly being more intentional. He's like, let's do it.
And you know what? With Instagram, I said to him, I said, do you want me to delete my Instagram? Because he knew. He'd be like, Janae, the kids are trying to talk to you and you're on your phone. Well, what am I doing on my phone? I'm looking at Instagram. So one night I said to him, do you want me to delete my Instagram? He looked at me square in the eye and he said, yes. And so I said, okay, I'm going to delete it. And I like tried to push that button and it was really hard.
He doesn't have social media, correct?
He does not.
Okay. No. And you're like, and now I just have to watch him checking his Instagram.
So your first year of marriage, you did not have a TV.
Yeah.
And then you introduced it at some point.
I think
I'm like, when, my kids have watched TV.
Yeah, I think like when they were like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Like Sesame Street.
Right.
And then I liked watching like
old movies.
The morning, you know, like the Today Show. Oh, I felt like, you know, when you have babies at home, you guys can.
Can I watch some tell other me adults this. Talking?
You want to see some adults. Yeah. Like, you just want that interaction. So We had it for a few years and then got rid of it again.
You're inspiring me. I feel like I'm listening to a podcast instead of like recording one.
That's so true. That's
no, great guys, you do. I feel like I'm just, I want to be better and I'm scared like, I'm not going to. I think that that's the hard part for me is I listen. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And then I'm like, but 2 hours ago, I turned on Word Party for my 8-month-old.
But it's different.
Not even supposed to be watching TV. And I was like, he'll look at the screen if Word Party's on. Yeah, this is a special circumstance.
Yeah.
Or if I may, I feel like I have earned my privilege to say this, that you won't be offended.
Okay, I won't be offended.
But like Shaylee has gorgeously historically restored this like piece of history and
have wired in a TV.
Is that her house?
And are we talking about her house?
And I've wired in a TV.
I've hardwired in a TV. And where we don't have
on
TVs.
The porch.
Where we
that's
drilled,
amazing.
We drilled right into that brick. And then what we did is
amazing.
We put smart lights everywhere, and our internet went out because of the storm last night.
Oh, no!
Like, Opal's used to sleeping with pink lights because we're spoiling our child. And so we literally
says,
had to
hey,
wrap.
Google. Bedtime.
Hey, Google. It's bedtime now, and it like dims our lights to pink. So now we had to wrap a t-shirt, a pink t-shirt, around a normal color
you're kidding
light
me.
So that she could have a pink tent
oh my
to go to sleep. Because what are we doing with our lives?
And then you know what's so cute is then, oh. Hey, Google says back, sure, Princess Opal, anything you want.
No, it does not.
Your life is whatever
as
you want it to be.
We had a big talk about being spoiled tonight. I'm sure it weren't. no, but it's even though we have technology, we do listen to classical music, and I actually don't turn on the TV because I think I'm living in a stressful, busy season.
Yeah.
It's
and
she's
so
hustling.
I'm in the hustle and
there's
I can't.
Nothing wrong with
stop
hustling.
It.
I can just choose not to right now.
Right. Well, I could too. Let's be honest.
When you're not in Iceland.
Yes. So we just got back from a work trip. It was in Iceland. My life's tough. I'm so stressed.
When she was there, she was like, hey, Google, cue the Northern Lights.
Hey, Google, turn them on. Here they are.
And then they were like, it's unseasonably warm for that, but okay.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll talk about that later, Shirley about my
them.
Whole. Yeah, I did. I saw
and
them.
I didn't.
You couldn't see them to the naked eye, but, you know, there's an Instagram cheat for that. You just saturation up a little bit. Find me on Instagram.
Janae's like, I know.
Anyway, no, but it's challenging, but I think that it's simpler than we make it, and I think that that's, I think in my head, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, but that's not an option for me. But then I'm like, but why? Mm-hmm. Like, no, it could. It is that simple. Like, I'm making it complicated, but when you boil it down, like, I don't have to have it if I just said, yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Or, like,
who would really care? It's like, my people need me.
Yeah.
My readers. Yeah. And then I'm like, but the podcast, no one would even know. It's like, okay, but first of all, we never check the podcast Instagram, even if I kept that one open.
Also, sorry.
And can't, yeah, also sorry for everybody. Email's worse. We read them all. We do read every single one, like we say at the end. We don't respond as quickly to every single one. I'm sorry. We're getting to that. Anyway.
It's because we're refusing to hustle and honoring
we're enjoying the moment.
Sabbath.
We're enjoying the moment. Something.
Hashtag, anyway. I just heard that.
Hashtag
Sabbath. Okay.
More social media references.
That's really interesting. And I would agree with what you're saying, Shaylee, because anytime I have taken a break from Instagram, and also we did a Lent 1 year. We're not Catholic, but we just like hard things. Jared and I were like, let's go without TV for 40 days just to see how radical this was. And I swear it was like day 6 that we were like, oh, this is kind of not that big of a deal. Like everything just kind of becomes not that big of a deal.
And you can still have Netflix or Amazon. Like if I want to turn a movie on for my kids.
So that's what the monitor does?
I can.
Yeah.
Well, I have like my Mac, like my big computer in like the living room where my desk is. So like if they want to watch a movie or I need like time to like do the laundry, then they can, I can turn a movie on. But it's not like, I think commercials are my thing. Like as a mom, I'm just like, what? What? Like, commercials are shocking.
Yeah,
I get
we
so
don't do commercials
upset
either.
About it. Like, you can't even turn on, like, the morning news without, like, horrific commercials to where they're just like, what? And then I have to explain that to them. Like,
or
I don't know.
Even if they're not horrific, even if it's like, need more pink you, Princess Castle. And then she's like, I want that. And I'm like, well, cool, because you didn't 3 seconds
so
ago.
True,
I already bought your birthday present. Please don't want that.
Yeah.
They're going to change what they want every single time a new commercial comes on.
Yeah, that's okay. So true.
So we have successfully interrupted you every time you're making wonderful points, as we are very talented at. All of that information and content, if you were to boil it down into, like, tangible, practical takeaways, what would they be? It's a hard task.
I think, like, am I saying it as a mom? Because I feel like...
However you want to say it,
I think just the human aspect. I just see in this generation, I'm young. Like, I want to just admit, like, I'm young. I don't know a lot. But I want to be teachable. But what I'm learning is that just the human aspect, we're just missing. Like, I was watching a movie and it was from the 40s and 50s. Like, I just love that time. Like, people danced. Like, when two people love, like, even when they first met, like, they danced. Like, how precious to see that. Like, would you ever do that to a guy? I was thinking, like, what girl would go up to a guy and, like, dance a slow dance? Now we have text and it's all convoluted and weird and just emotionally strange. And there's something so beautiful about that human close like that aspect that I feel like we're really missing in this day and age. So I just feel like like your phone, like as a photographer, like everyone, like if you look at like news footage, everyone has their phone up. Even if it's a horrible scene, they have their phone up. If it's a funny animal at the zoo, they have their phone up. It's like always this phone in front of our faces. And it's like, stop, put the phone down and enjoy that moment, like that tangible moment. Record it in your brain and be purposeful about not taking a photo. Like, you're gonna survive if you don't take a photo. And when do you ever look back on that photo? Do people look back and be like, oh, I'm so glad I took this photo. They miss that moment. And I think as a mom, I don't want my kids to see mom's face with this rectangle in front of it. I want them to see my smile, and I want them to see me, and that's what I want them to remember. So I feel like the human aspect of phones, I really wonder what our generation is going to be like with this phone thing. Like, what is it going to become? So if I can be intentional in some small way, I'm going to try to do it.
You're bringing the heat. Mike, drop. I was just going to say, you know what? I should probably say it because I didn't want to. So I'm confessing something. While you were saying that, I said, I'm going to commit to go off social media for X, which you've done a million times.
And then I thought in my head, no, I don't want to.
And you literally have never done it, not one time.
I've done it for like
three days.
You don't have to. It's okay.
I know, but
it's
just, but you know what? I feel like I need to because I'm on my phone a lot. And do you know, I probably could have written a novel if I would have like started writing as I was breastfeeding. But instead, you know what I do? I click articles. It's a new level. I get on social media and then I click articles about people I don't know who are like 13-year-old Instagram. I almost said Bob Barker, but the Barker drummer guy's daughter got texted by another musician and she's like, I'm 13. And then you look at pictures of her and you're like, but you look like a 25-year-old. So I see a little bit of maybe how he could have been confused. And I'm like, why do I know this now?
You're talking about like clickbait. Like, you won't believe what these.
I want to know why the couple that I don't know of divorced because of the scandalous text messages. Yeah. Like, it's so bad. Like, it's like E! News on crack, cocaine, in the middle of the night. Well, I'm nursing my son, and I could just be looking at him and being like, sweet baby that'll be growing up in the blink of an eye. Nah, trashy. Click on some trash. Anyway, so maybe I'll do it.
I read a lot, too. I mean, my thing is like,
you're reading about the brain, Janae.
No, like tech. I love reading tech,
I can relate because, like, Cassandra I read this book about the brain. I just can't put it down. It's inspiring, and I thank you for it. And every time I'm around you, just a compliment I'm going to throw out. I feel like you inspire me to be a better person.
No.
And you're like the friend that is always like, I don't know. I feel good when I'm around you. And you like just want to like try a little harder. Instead of feeling like worse about yourself. You're a very encouraging person. And I feel like you've brought this topic in the same way.
Well, and a thing I kept hearing you repeat, which is that you want to be teachable, you want to be soft toward change, you don't want to think like, I know everything, and so I'm not open to, you know, changing course or taking a note or getting, you know, receiving constructive criticism. So I think if I was just going to throw out a takeaway to both of us, it's a little bit more broad. And, you know, I'll throw it out to listeners. If you don't like it, don't take it.
Just go and listen.
Can we, like, look this week for an area that is like, ooh,
that's something that I could learn or improve and be open to that instruction or direction from.
Yeah. Open and improve.
Yeah.
I like that. And I also think the other thing I like about your choices is that in the world of like, you can have it all. And women are strong. Like we are. And we can, ish. But it's okay if what you want is to be a really great mom and intentional with your family. And that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean that you're choosing something lesser or you're deciding to not be a strong woman and you have all this talent that you're, that you're wasting. Mm.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you've ever met a kid with like parent issues, you're not wasting anything. Like you're investing in something that's going to go on for so much longer than that. And that's something that takes a lot of courage to do.
Yeah, that's
especially when you're so talented and have so many opportunities. So thank you for being a good example.
Yes. And now we're going to finish this with a game.
What's it going to be?
Our segment tonight is called
Go or Decline.
Now, this is all about JOMO. We're going to give you a scenario.
The joy of missing out.
The joy of missing out.
Choosing when to not do something.
You've been invited somewhere. We'll tell you what it is and what else is going on.
Okay.
And you can decide whether to go or decline.
Okay. All right, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
There's this girl you haven't seen since high school.
Mm.
She finds your email somehow.
But she's got a really cool house.
She's got a real cool house. And she said, hey, are you available in 2 hours? Hear me out. I need you to photograph every dish in my kitchen because I'm going to sell them on eBay I'm doing this thing called KonMari.
It's a really cool opportunity to build your portfolio.
I got a lot of dishes. You just need to like dust them, photograph them, put them back.
But she's like popping on Instagram.
It'll take like 7 hours tops. Do you go or decline?
Decline.
Oh, okay.
You'd be surprised how much that can happen. Like people are like, it'll just take.
Oh, I'm not
surprised. You know, it'll just take 5 minutes. My whole family's in town. We have 100 relatives. Are you free tonight?
On Thanksgiving. That's why they're all in town. Yeah. I'm like, you know, it's so weird.
At Table Rock Lake.
It's also
only 45 minutes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That was a really good decision. I could tell it was hard for you to decline that. Okay, by your no lack of thinking. Okay, another one for you. Okay. There is a concert.
Your NPR
downtown.
Voice on this.
Okay, there's a concert downtown. Starts around midnight.
Okay. It's a really cool band. It's called Happy Endings. Her husband's old band.
Inside joke.
Okay.
It's really cool, but it is late. Oh, the opener starts at midnight. That's right.
It'll be like
three bands later, but everybody's going to be there.
Right.
You do have to do drop off in the morning, though, around 7, 8 a.m. Right. Do you go or decline?
Decline.
Okay.
I'm in bed by 9.
Okay, cool. Last one.
Margin.
Last one. It's the rooftop opening. Mm. It's very exclusive.
Let's just say, perhaps so exclusive.
Is Vintage that new hotel?
Oh, yeah.
That looks neat.
I know.
How did you see pictures of it, Janae?
Janae.
You a liar?
No.
We drove by it the other day going to church.
We saw it in person.
We're on our way to church, and my husband took an alley.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, what is this place?
I bet she really saw it on social media.
It's called Google.
She's like, I still have the internet. I can look on the internet. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, keep going, Katie. Keep going. Rooftop bar.
This cool new rooftop bar is opening. It's VIP night. Mm. It's a soft opening. Everything's free. The atmosphere's beautiful. There's a selfie station. There's a hashtag. Yeah.
What would you even do with it?
Mm-hmm. And only 20 hot Springfield moms.
I am not invited.
Have been invited.
And you're number one on the list.
However, Jed had a bad day at school. He's just having a lot of anxiety. He's working through a problem with this kid who put mud in his face. It's a whole thing. He got home and said, Mama, can we do that bedtime story thing tonight? Your choice is to still
go or decline.
Are you guys going?
Doesn't matter.
I'm going.
Yeah! Sorry, Jed!
My husband is the nighttime guy.
Okay, see,
he's got it covered.
Jed, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Janae, thank you so much.
for not declining, for coming and not declining.
And not declining this invitation where you get no value out of this.
There's no value.
No.
Yes, there is.
We can't even link to your
Instagram. I'm so excited to hang out with my friends.
You know what? We always end, we truly do, we end this with, how can people find you?
How can people find you? She's not going to give you her home address.
www.JeneHardy.com.
She still has the internet.
One way to find me.
I love that. Guys, that's so simple.
Jene Hardy. She still has the internet.
I do.
Sponsored by Jene Hardy. She still has the internet.
She's not a TV or an Instagram.
Is she even real?
Ah, she's perfect. I have, this is my parents' cheetah blanket. It's on the table.
Backing up.
My parents.
Stop it.
It's clean. They use it probably for their dog. But what I was going to say is, you can hear it if you slam stuff, but you can caress it with your hand if you want.
So don't touch anything.
I mean, you can you can pet it.
Okay, got it.
Just don't. Just nothing
so many rules.
Forceful. Nothing forceful.
Okay.
Scared her again.
Are you interested in working for yourself? Well, guess what? You already have very needed skills that people will pay big bucks for in the form of a virtual assistant. The Virtual Savvy Checklist and Starter Kit is your guide to starting your own at-home business. And in it, my girl Abby lays out the exact steps you need in order to start your business from home. Our listeners can get it for free at thevirtualsavvy.com/lemonade.
Hey guys, on the next episode of Shaylee and Katie, we're going to talk about Katie's body.
My body.
How do you feel about that, Katie?
It's smaller.
It's 90 pounds smaller.
But I like myself the same as before. Spoiler.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear from you on Instagram, Facebook, and our favorite spot of all, an iTunes review. Also, feel free to email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. Seriously. We love you.